bigger hog on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth. Take it away.
Billy, I've come to reason with you. Your great country, America, needs you in the armed forces. It's all fair and square. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Ethel, she shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, undaunted, unperturbed, continued.
Listen, you...
Listen, you communist son of a bitch. You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for fill dirt in some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend here will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing board, or a doghouse. Get the...
get the picture?
Well, Billy just laughed.
They think they're gonna draft me. They're crazy.
Unfortunately, because Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth, and because Billy the Mountain's mouth was a cliff, and because whenever Billy the Mountain talked and or laughed, his cliff went up and down 30 feet, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
That should show you and each and every one of you here tonight that
a mountain is something you don't wanna fuck with. You don't wanna fuck with. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck with Billy.
No,
don't fuck with Ethel. You saw what just happened to the guy with the flies.
Thank you very much.